Welcome to the Pipeline Podcast, a podcast that features an entertaining and educational discussion on heavy construction. I'm your host, Scott Jennings. I'm a former construction company owner, a professional engineer, and now a full-time consultant for folks just like you, contractors, engineers, project owners, attorneys, you name it. Join me each week to learn something new about construction, engineering, dispute resolution, estimating, scheduling, or who knows what. Off we go. Work safe. I'm Scott Jennings, and today we're talking about I wrote a children's book because I could. Executive summary. Nothing better than getting your kids interested in what you do, right? Nothing better than doing it by reading them a book at night, which rhymes, and yeah, it's about asphalt milling and filling. You know, you got to put asphalt back in the hole, right? So what's better than, you know, milling out a roadway and filling it back in with asphalt? Good times. Try reading your kids fun rhymes in a children's book written by your humble author. That's me, Scott Jennings. Wait, what? You wrote what? You did what, huh? Yeah, I did it. That 20-something-year-old woman on TikTok, she told me it was easy. Just hire yourself an illustrator, write a quick rhyme, and throw it on Amazon. Easy. She made it sound like it was going to take like a 3-day weekend to get it all done. Well, it took me a year. I changed illustrators along the way, because the termites are the main characters of my book, she drew them and they were a little bit scary. Even I was having nightmares, and I'm over 50 and these kids are like 3. So that's probably not good. Plus, bless her heart, she was excellent. She really was great. But the road signs were triangular and the cars were on the wrong side of the road. Yeah, she was English. Well, that sounds awesome. Where can I buy one? Well, yeah, a bit of shameless self-promotion here. Buy me, but you can buy it on Amazon. You can just type in my last name, Jennings, and can't be that many Jennings and potholes if you put that in the search that they're going to bring up many more books. So you could just put that in the search button and off you go. The search window and off you go. You should have it in just a few days. I live in Hawaii and it took, 3 days to get here? So you can go directly to the webpage via the QR code in the article as well. Any other books coming? Heck yeah. I hope so. I'm thinking the next one's going to be Beams Over Streams, Let's Build a Bridge, but I haven't started it yet. So, taking any recommendations if you got them. I'm still kind of learning the ropes with this first book. I've never published before, you know, on like Amazon, retail publishing, if you will. So, I'd like to do a series with Ted the Termite and his dad, building all sorts of things, building a bridge, doing some surveying, maybe forming some concrete, land pipe, etc. So, that sounds like fun. So, what's the age range for the book? You know, I don't really know. I think the pictures and the illustrations, they're really great, and I think a 2-year-old could enjoy them, but some of the vocabulary is a little bit heavy, so maybe up to an 8-year-old. I don't really know. For the readers of these articles, like you're listening to me right now, you'll probably follow along fine. You'll see the equipment in there, and you'll get the terms of, you know, what's a loop detector and things like that. And it'll be fun for you to explain to your kids what, you know, you do as a mom or dad, what you do for a living, and what the construction equipment is in the book, et cetera, et cetera. However, for those outside of our business or a child on his or her own to try to understand some of the vocabulary, it might be a challenge. But we'll see. Won't know till you try, right? But one guarantee, you know, Jared, my illustrator, he just did a fantastic job on the illustrations. You know, so some of it's kind of heavy, right? Like, you know, they're getting the road ready to pave, right? So they say, okay, let's do it. I say, okay, let's do it now. I can't work around the clock. Let's fill the hole real quick with some fabric and some rock. Some people might say, why are you filling the roadway with fabric? Well, it's geotextile fabric, right? And you got to put rock on top. That's something us construction guys only know. Another little snippet. We need our friends to help. Some more termites indeed. Because this roadway we're building, it's built for high speed. Let's go get our crews with tattoos. Good times are ahead. High fives and yahoos. It's fun stuff, right? I mean, come on, that's gold. Anyway, I hope you like the book. My story, I've always wanted to be an educator. It's why I've consulted HCSS and trained on heavy bid for the last 5 years or so. I just enjoy teaching. Granted, that was adults, but still, you know, educating, it's just fun. I've educated in how to estimate, how to deal with claims, but I've never had kids, always enjoyed them, so I figured why not do a children's book? Sounds kind of fun. And with all this writing I do, like in this article and everywhere else I publish things, I just figured, why not publish a book for kids? Sounds like fun. So I hope you'll support me. I hope you'll support the industry and use this book to get your kids interested in what we do for a living. Work safe. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Pipeline Podcast with me, Scott Jennings, your host. Thank you for sharing a few minutes of your day with me. I hope you learned something or at least you enjoyed the podcast. I hope you'll recommend us to a friend. With hundreds of construction and engineering projects under my belt, from coast to coast and in Hawaii, I'm equipped, my company's equipped, to assist you in matters of claim preparation and support, scheduling, professional engineering, pre-con services, project management, litigation support, you name it. Find me at sjcivil.com. That's sjcivil.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week. Work safe.